Copland's Appalachian Spring is arguably one of the most important American works of the 20th century, or at least one of the most well-known. But during tonight's performance, it will be followed by this.
I saw the witch out in the woods as we sang around the fire. Stooped in white, curled and dry, a bone and robed in briar.
This work is by American composer Sarah Kirkland Snyder. She's part of a growing group of young American composers who are finding homes for their works alongside these old stalwarts. North Carolina Symphony Music Director Grant Llewellyn will be conducting the works tonight.
Oh, I think it's an incredibly exciting time, especially here in the U.S. I think that this younger generation, if you want, have absorbed all the popular idioms of the day, and they've made them their own, and yet there's a sort of a critical mass of them now who come from a highly sophisticated background. They're very well educated. I don't mean just in music, but I mean in life. And they have the boldness and the technique and the craft to meld all these apparently disparate genres. They've made it their own now, and I think it's a fantastically exciting time for young American music.
Sarah Kirkland Snyder's piece is part of a song cycle called Unremembered and was inspired by the poetry of a friend and visual artist, Nathaniel Bellows. The piece focuses on Bellows' time growing up in rural Massachusetts.
It's a pretty dark work. It's about innocence and ruin, you know, and it's about all the ways that the world feels when you're a child and you have these outsized emotions. And everything is big and scary and beautiful and dark or light and amazing and revelatory. And I wanted to capture that kind of astonished, fraught sensation of being a child and feeling those feelings really intensely.
The world is now those darkened woods, the days
which makes one wonder how it fits with a piece considered to be as hopeful as Appalachian Spring. Grant Llewellyn says they fit perfectly.
There are very dark, haunting, mysterious moments in the Copland. There are some really acerbic, dissonant harmonies where I feel the fear of these young pioneers, this young couple setting out into the unknown, and it must have been terrifying at times.
When Appalachian Spring premiered, it was at the time considered a departure from the norm. There's also the fact that these works, says a proud Welsh conductor, both sound quintessentially American.
There's a directness, there's an elegance, there's a transparency. Obviously, there are different textures in the Kirkland Snyder because there's amplification used, but I still feel very much at home with both. And I think Copland would also recognize himself in the Snyder.
Still, it's rare that a composer can sit and watch an orchestra perform their work, then walk up to the conductor and ask if something can be changed.
You know, these pieces were written sometimes, 100 or more years ago. And here I'm incorporating influences from indie rock and pop and music that's more of the time in which I grew up. And so definitely, sometimes it feels like a strange schism there, but at the same time, I feel like I aspire to write music that shares a lot of the same values that that music embodies.
Which may seem intimidating, to hear your work played after a piece like Appalachian Spring, which is just so well known, and where there are no surprises for the audience. But Llewellyn says composers are a confident bunch.
And they want their music out there to be heard. They believe that they deserve to be up there, and they better believe that, because you need a good degree of self-confidence and self-assurance to actually put those dots on the page in the first place.
And even conductors have to confront the past at times, like when Llewellyn stood in front of Copland and conducted Appalachian Spring.
It was Aaron Copland's 85th birthday, and he came too. And the first time I actually attempted to conduct Appalachian Spring was in a seminar where Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein were present as well. I mean, hey, I would have disappeared into the nearest hole if I hadn't had a certain self-confidence and self-belief. So composers are absolutely the same. If not, they're even more passionate and self-confident than your average conductor.
And with this new wave of composers, it means that Grant Llewellyn still has to look composers in the eye. Copland may have died more than 20 years ago, but Sarah Kirkland Snyder will be in the audience tonight. I'm Phoebe Judge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.